USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 19 people died when a passenger plane crashed into Lake Victoria in Tanzania, Africa, on Sunday while trying to land at a nearby airport. The wreckage was almost completely submerged as rescue boats rushed to the crash site during storms and heavy rain. North Korea continues to push its aggressive rhetoric. North Korea, a country of 25 million people, had its leadership on Monday say its recent missile launches were simulated strikes on South Korea and the United States, as the two countries held a dangerous war drill, while the South said it had recovered parts of a North Korean missile it lost near the coast. The 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, more commonly referred to as COP27, is being held in Egypt. The Climate Change Conference is all about securing big money for their cause, or else. Nisha Krishnan on CNN is with the World Resource Institute at the massive convention that runs through November 18th.
Right now, we are at an inflection point, whether that is to reduce emissions, whether that is to deal with the impacts as they are, or proactively deal with them or address them. And without that finance, I think we're all at a stalemate, really, and we will see increasing sort of devastation.
President Trump ally Tom Barrack has been acquitted of all charges in his trial, stemming from allegations of foreign lobbying. During the trial, the 75-year-old testified in his own defense. He denied an agreement to working with the United Arab Emirates. He also noted that his contract with Emirati officials was related to his private equity firm. Tomorrow it all becomes official. The midterm elections will allow you to decide if we should continue down President Biden's path or to change course, taking America into a new direction. Make sure you fulfill your civic duty. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou, a term provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A supporter of New York gubernatorial candidate GOP Representative Lee Zeldin was allegedly attacked and assaulted at a rally for Democrat candidate Governor Kathy Hochul on Saturday. Hochul was holding the rally with other Democrat officials when counter-protesters showed up with signs and started chanting against Hochul. That's when the alleged violence by Democrat supporters broke out. The National Hurricane Center is reporting a tropical storm could be headed to southeast Florida just in time for Election Day. Hurricane season officially ends on November 30th. The center says a system of showers and thunderstorms north of Puerto Rico right now is expected to move to the Sunshine State this week. The RNC chairwoman has some bold predictions for the midterm elections tomorrow in America. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast has more.
Rona McDaniel, the chairperson of the Republican National Committee, was on CNN and says she thinks they will take back the House and the Senate.
We need a president that's going to work across the aisle. None of this happens unless both parties are working together. So if we win back the House and the Senate, it's the American people saying to Joe Biden, we want you to work on behalf of us, and we want you to work across the aisle and solve the problems that we are dealing with.
McDaniel was asked if Mr. Trump announced his candidacy, will they continue to pay some of his legal bills?
We cannot pay legal bills for any candidate that's announced.
From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.